Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent Ryan Schaub. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning.
Now, this weevil, I'm loving the name, but it's a pest for the alfalfa sprouts, and we'll see how bad it is.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you said off air that it was fun to say, but maybe not fun to have, and that's pretty well true. While we don't have maybe as much alfalfa as we used to in the district, we do still have a fair amount of alfalfa around. And I thought it might just be in kind of that time of year to start talking about alfalfa weevils. So when we're talking alfalfa weevils, we need to look at degree days. So the accumulations of degree days across the entire state of Kansas is ahead of normal. And a degree day is kind of classified or defined as if you have a 1 degree over what the threshold is, it would be a 1 degree day. So for instance, the threshold for alfalfa weevils is 48 degrees. If we have a 49 degree day, that equals 1 degree day. And as you are probably well aware, we have had where we've been much warmer than normal here throughout March. And these degree days are just a great way of estimating what might be going on in the field and serve as a useful tool to help our producers know when to go out and start scouting those fields. Alfalfa weevils will begin hatching, or those eggs will begin hatching after 300 degree days have accumulated. But we're not sure if the eggs that are hatching or the present in the field were laid last fall or this spring that are going to be hatching. So it's recommended that we start scouting our fields when we've reached 180 degree days. Now, I didn't take the time to go back in and look at the mesonet here in Ottawa or even in Welda down in Anderson County, but I have been hearing reports that around Iola and just south of there, they are already actively spraying and treating their alfalfa fields for alfalfa weevils. So I'm sure we're right on the cusp of having that issue here locally ourselves. So what do alfalfa weevils look like? Well, the adults are about 3/16 of an inch long. They're light brown with a dark mid-dorsal line extending down the middle of the back. The adults also have a very distinctive snout, and they'll readily fall to the ground if you disrupt any foliage out in the alfalfa fields. The eggs that the alfalfa weevils have are actually, you're not going to find them unless you're splitting stems open of the alfalfa plant themselves. They are actually laid within the stems of the plant, and as I said earlier, that could happen in the spring or even last fall. The other thing we ought to be looking for are going to be the larvae. And the larvae are very small. They're going to be a light green color, have like a blackish colored head with a white stripe running down the center of their back. And you can find most larvae within the top of a plant canopy. So you're going to look at the top few inches of the plant to be able to find those larvae. A lot of people will tell you the best way to know if you have alfalfa weevils is by the appearance of the alfalfa. If you're driving down the road and you're looking across the field of alfalfa, if it has alfalfa weevil or had at least a lot of damage, you'll see a silvery or maybe even a frosted appearance across that alfalfa. And that's caused by the plant not being able to keep up with the feeding damage and kind of having some tissues die back. So, but it comes off as a silvery appearance from the road. There has been some looking at whether like fall grazing or even like taking a big heavy roller across these alfalfa fields can destroy the overwintering eggs and or the spring larva populations. The research hasn't been overwhelming positive on that. The level of suppression provided by those dormant season manipulations just weren't very reliable in keeping that pressure down. I guess the light at the end of the tunnel is I'm hearing that there are some weevil-resistant alfalfa varieties coming down the pipeline. They're just not here yet. So that leads us back to probably insecticide sprays and timely cutting of that alfalfa are probably the most practical means of preventing economic damage in our alfalfa fields. While warmer the spring temperatures allow for that alfalfa weevil development to happen quicker, we do need to be cautious of any sudden temperature changes. So we've had some drastic, like 70 degree days and turned around and it got down to freezing or something like that. So those drastic temperatures are going to slow that alfalfa plant down. And that's harmful because those weevils are growing, so they're eating a lot of that plant material. These sudden temperatures are going to slow that alfalfa plant down, and that's just adding to the pressure that we're having there. Those plants just can't keep up. So treatment, again, if we're scouting these fields, treatment needs to be happening when we find 1 to 2 larvae per plant present. But it isn't as simple as just going out there and making these insecticide applications and then walking away thinking we've got 100% control. There have actually been some fields in northwest Oklahoma and southwest Kansas that are seeing some resistance to some of our insecticides. And while at first, I think the first report was in 2020, and it was pretty small populations, we are starting, like just last year, we were seeing some of that resistance spread eastward. So like in south central Kansas, we were seeing some reports that insecticides were not working, at least as effectively as they were previously. So we are starting to see some resistance to some of these insecticides, which makes what I'm about to say next fairly important. So I guess if you wanted to tone me out for the first 5 minutes, I guess if you have alfalfa, I'd listen to this. If we're using ground equipment to spray our insecticides, the main thing is that we got to have a lot of carrier. We got to have a lot of water put on there. If your alfalfa is 7 inches tall, it's recommended that we use 10 to 12 gallons of water per acre. If that alfalfa is 8 to 15 inches tall, we need to up that water up to 15 to 20 gallons. And if our alfalfa is over 15 inches tall, we're going to want to use at least 20 gallons of water to help get good coverage on those alfalfa fields. It's recommended we use 30 PSI and some hollow cone nozzles that are going to help really kind of overlap the edges of those fields, or at least the top parts of that plant canopy. As we move into April, we start thinking we're going to start seeing more probably wet weather or severe weather, which is could play a factor in trying to get a ground rig across these fields too. So if we get wet, I get a lot of questions. Can we use an aerial application? And K-State's looked at some research, and the use of less than 2 gallons of water per acre typically result in less than satisfactory control. So if you go to an aerial application, we want to put on as much water as we possibly can. If we don't do that, the likelihood of us not getting good control and leading to resistance I think that's going to happen quicker if we aren't putting on the proper amounts of water. So with that, if you guys have additional questions, maybe you don't know what alfalfa weevil damage looks like, please don't hesitate to give me a call. The office number is 785-448-6826.
Absolutely. Tough buggers. My goodness, they're pesky.
Yeah.
Tough to deal with. Well, coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond.